Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
Won't I'm thinking what I know, no one gets me. Dear, the lights, I hope to die. I won't be listening, I'll never lie. Oh, you paved your road, but with ill intentions, though. Oh, I see you're backtracking, but that's a slippery path you've left behind. In time, I can't follow you if I try. Won't be wrong in the vision, can't get you. There you won't, I'm thinking, but I know you are listening. There you're lying, I hope to die. I won't be listening, never. Won't be wrong in the vision, can't get you. There you won't, I'm thinking, but I know you are listening. There you're lying, I hope to die. I won't be listening, never.
Somebody to share the rest of my life, share my innermost thoughts, know my intimate details.
Someone who'll stand by my side and give me support, and in return, she'll get my support. She will listen to me when I want to speak about the world we live in and life in general.
Though my views may be wrong, they may even be perverted, she'll hear me out and won't easily be converted
to my way of thinking. In fact, she'll often disagree, but at the end of it all, she will understand me.
Kaninyong tanan, kinisima ng Trini, nang hinaot nga naa mo tanan sa maayong mga panglawas, o pasinsya na kamo, nga medyo na late kami gamay on air kasi may technical difficulties kami dito sa studio, unfortunately. But anyhow, nandito kami at of course, nagpasalamat kami sa kanunay nga sa kanunay ninyo nga pagsunod sa atong kada semana nga programa sa radyo. Kada Domingo po tayo from 4:20 to 5:20. And of course, gimbitahan na mo kamong tanan nga manawag sa atong istasyon sa numero 1, sa numero 09-815-8100 para mo inta sa atong Radyo Chika. Of course, ang aking kasama po dito sa radio ay si ang gwapong-gwapong, napakagwapo nating kasama na si Kuya Cesar, of course. Magandang hapon, Kuya Cesar.
Magandang hapon sa iyo, Manang Trini. At babawi po kami next time. Pero I hope ma-excuse nyo kami this time kasi kagaya nung nasabi nga ni Tita Manang Trini, ay nagkaroon ng difficulty dito sa studio kanina. So, we'll try to catch up.
Yes, of course naman. Babawi tayo dyan. Mm. And of course, ang programa po natin ito ay hatid sa atin ng ating mga masugid na tagapagtaguyod. Katulad ng ating mahal na Planet Earth Travel, J&M Foods and Butchery Limited, Wilson West, and of course, New Zealand Home Loans Masi at marami pa pong iba. Ayan, so speaking of, diretso na po tayo sa ating specials galing sa ating sponsors na Planet Earth Travel. Ito po, marami po silang inihanda sa atin na specials sa mga airfares natin, either sa Philippines, going to Philippines of course. Ito po, ang unang special po natin ay ang Balikbayan Philippines Special Fare from 999 return na po ito through to Manila, Calibo or Clark. So this one po ay return na for 999 or one way naman po, pwede kayo mag one way is 539 departing from Auckland, Christchurch or Wellington via Melbourne po ito. And of course this is by Qantas Airlines. Departure po nito is only during low season, which is now until right through to the 30th of September. Ang sale po nito will be ending on the 27th of June. As I've said po, ang return economy class ticket valid only for 6 months. Inclusive na po ito ng fuel taxes, New Zealand and Manila airport taxes, booking and ticketing fees, Calibo and Clark airport taxes to be collected at the departure airport. Includes na po dito is 30 kgs check-in baggage, 7 kgs hand carry, meals and entertainments all inclusive. Stopovers. Unlimited stopovers permitted in Singapore in each direction, permitted in Australis and Trans-Tasman routings. Sorry po, hindi pala ito via Qantas. Ito po via Singapore Airlines. Ticketing within 24 hours of confirmation and changes to your ticket will cost you $400 US, subject to seat availability for the same class fare. Refunds po before departure, a fee of $300 applies. But however, after departure, of course, understandably, wala na pong refund. So no-show charges po ay may $400 US dollars applies sa no-show. Seats are strictly subject to availability. Limited seats available at this price. So use the booking tool to check availability on your travel dates or contact Planet Earth Travel for availability. All availability and pricing is confirmed at the same time of ticketing. All prices quoted are based on availability at the moment on of inquiry. If you have not held a seat or you do not confirm your booking by specified time, then the price may no longer be valid and will need a new booking. All pricing is final upon issuing a ticket. Ang kids fare po between 2 to 11 years is 75% of the adult fare. Ayan, book now through Planet Earth Travel's online booking form or email them at reservations@planettravel.co.nz or call them on 0800 11 11 31 only during business hours po, Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Ayan, and of course, may idadagdag si Kuya Cesar dyan. Ito po, Kuya Cesar.
Dahil nga malapit na po ang tayo ay papunta na sa kan. No, ito yung autumn dito sa New Zealand, yes. No? Samantala sa atin ay summer. So, ang sarap ng pamamasyal po sa atin. Balimbayan po tayo dahil meron po tayong Planet Travel Special Number 2. Ito yung Baya Qantas Balikbayan Pair to Manila. Return from $879. Sales ends until further notice. Departures low season travel from the 16th January, yung nakalipas na po ito, hanggang the 30th of November this year, 2019. And most updates have sold out. Contact us to check availability. At ang blackout is on the 1st of April. Malapit na po ito, April 1st. Hanggang 13 ng April 2019. Return economy class airfare valid for 12 months. Auckland. So, Wellington or Christchurch. Inclusives of fuel taxes and applicable airport departures taxes. Ang weekend surcharges apply for the outbound flight at $25 per person. Fare includes meals, entertainment, 30 kilograms check-in baggage, and 7 kilograms hand carry. So seats are strictly subject to availability. Limited seats available at this price. Use the booking tool to check availability on your travel dates or contact us for availability. All availability and pricing is confirmed at the time of ticketing. All prices quoted are based on the availability at the moment of inquiry. If you have not held a seat or you do not confirm your booking by the specified time, then the price may no longer be valid and you will need a new booking. All pricing is final upon issuing the ticket. Yan po. Ticketing within 48 hours of confirmation. So, sa changes, kung may change po tayo sa ating flight, ay makakaroon po tayo ng penalty na about 200 New Zealand dollars made before departure. The refund, if any, will be the difference between the fare paid and applicable fare for the journey completed, less 500 New Zealand dollars fee on changes made after departure. Yan. So may cancellation and refund. A cancellation fee of $500 New Zealand applies before departure. No refund value after departure. And no show. And no show fee of $600 New Zealand applies. Stopover. One stopover permitted in each direction at $100 New Zealand per person. Child and infant pair, accompanied child, 2 years old and 11 years, or between 2 and 11 years old, is 75% of the total adult pair plus applicable taxes. Infant without a seat under 2 years old is 10% of the adult pair plus applicable taxes. So, call Planet Earth Travel. Ang number po natin ulit.
0800-1111-31. Yan ang ano nila.
Meron po kaming gustong i-share sa inyo po. Sa ang malungkot po kami dahil ang aming producer ay nagkaroon po ng aksidente last week.
Si Tita Birds.
Si Tita,
yes.
Birds. Kaya nga po wala po si Tita Birds, siguro baka, I hope hindi siya tatagal sa kanyang kwento, yung kailangan sana gumaling niya kagad.
Yes.
So Tita Birds, pagaling na po kayo. So
yes, we'll miss you, Tita Verge. And of course, I think 6 weeks, I think.
Wow, 6 weeks?
I think so. I think she's off for 6 weeks. So oh. It will take a while for her to get back to, you know, normal. But I mean, you know, it's not all that bad, I don't think. But nothing really, really serious. But she just have to rest.
Yeah.
For at least 6 weeks. Well, hopefully less than 6 weeks if she recuperates earlier.
Yeah.
Ayan po. So, dahil po dyan, ang local po, local news po natin ay hatid sa atin ng Planet Earth Travel. Now, Jacinda Ardern's leadership after terror attacks deserving a Nobel Peace Prize, thousands get behind international petition. Nakakaano po ito, nakaka-proud. More than 13,500 people have signed petitions to get Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern a Nobel Peace Prize for her leadership and approach following the Christchurch terrorist attacks. 50 Muslims were killed and more injured in the attacks at two mosques on March 15. Ms. Ardern has been praised around the world for how she handled the attacks, which she described as one of New Zealand's darkest days. A petition of change.org has more than 11,000 signatures and climbing as of today, while another petition started by French website avaaz.org has more than 2,500. The change.org petition, set up by Rafia Siddiqui, says if a Nobel Prize for Peace could be given to a spontaneous statement for wisdom and courage rather to a person, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern deserves it. She has been praised for her speeches following the attacks. Wearing of a hijab has as a show of respect, traveling to Christchurch to meet the victims and their families, and quickness to announce gun law changes. The Burj Khalifa in Dubai was lit up with an image of her in hijab hugging a Muslim woman. As well as the media throughout the world commenting on the Prime Minister's compassion, empathy and support. New York Times heaped praise on New Zealand Prime Minister. Everyone deserves a leader as good as Jacinda Ardern. A New York Times editorial has applauded Jacinda Ardern's leadership in the wake of last week's tragic attack on two mosques in Christchurch. The world has watched as issues such as national grief, gun control, social media streaming, and religious freedom have been navigated by the world's youngest female head of government. The article published on Thursday titled America Deserves a Leader as Good as Jacinda Ardern commends the 38-year-old for her stunning capacity to carry a nation through what she called New Zealand's darkest hour. In particular, it noted the darkest contrast between the responses of both countries to mass shootings. In New Zealand, it took one mass shooting to awaken the government. In the United States, even a string of mass killings, 26 dead in a school in Newtown, Connecticut, 49 in a nightclub in Orlando, 58 at a concert in Las Vegas, 17 in a school in Parkland, Florida, has not been enough, nor has the fact that 73% of Americans say that more needs to be done to curb gun violence, according to recent polling, it said. And it wasn't just the gun control issue that impressed. In lieu of trite messages, she donned a black headscarf and led a group of politicians to visit victims' families. Speaking without a script to a school some of the victims attended, she urged the pupils to let New Zealand be a place where there is no tolerance for racism, ever. She told grieving families, "We cannot know your grief, but we can walk with you at every stage." And in a striking gesture, she refused to utter the name of the suspected killer. "He may have sought notoriety, but we in New Zealand will give him nothing," she said. "Not even his name," the editor wrote. The article continued, "After this and any such atrocity, the world's leaders should unite in clearly condemning racism, sharing in grief of the victims, and stripping the haters of their weapons. Ms. Ardern has shown the way." And that is our local news. Ayan po, local news natin yan. So, nakaka-proud po kasi the youngest leader siya, among the youngest woman leader in the world, you know, she's very, very empathetic sa nangyari sa Christchurch. And we cannot be more prouder kasi nandito siya sa New Zealand. Ayan.
Yeah.
Ang galing niya. So she's in the right track. So hopefully she'll stay in the seat for a very, very long time. She's done well where she is. Ayan.
Yeah. Well, sana nga lahat ng mga leaders ay magkaroon ng talagang serious na sa kanilang ginagawa.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, she's very genuine what she does as well. She loves New Zealand and she loves everybody here in New Zealand as well. Ayan. So bago po tayo magpapatuloy, Chris Cesar, may magandang awitin kang piniprepare para sa atin, di ba?
Oo nga, Manang Trini. At gusto kong piliin ng isang magandang awitin na ito gusto kong ibalik ulit sa ating pandinig. Ito yung awitin po ni, alam kong paborito mo rin ito atin.
Ano yan, Kuya Sisa?
Ang awitin po ni Sharon Cuneta.
Oh, yes. Favorito ko si Sharon. Yeah. Akala mo.
Kahit na tumanda na tayo, yung pagmamahal natin ay naroon pa rin.
Ay, yan. Gusto ko yan. Favorito ko yan. Team song ko kaya yan. Ayos,
talaga.
Sige.
Para sa inyo pong lahat.
Enjoy.
Tatanong lang sa'yo, ako pa kaya ibigin mo? Kung maputi na ang buko, pagdating ng ang iyong buhok ay puputi na
sabay tayong mga ngarap ng nakaraan sa atin. Ang nakalipas ay babalik natin. Papaalala ko sa'yo ang aking pangako ng pag-ibig ko'y lagi sa'yo. Kahit maputi na buko,
yan, kahit maputi na po ang buhok niyo. Yan ay si Ray Valera. Kung po, ano OPM ni Ray Valera yan. Tapos, popularized by Sharon Cuneta.
Yeah.
Of course. Ayan. Right. Dadako po tayo sa ating community news. Galing po ito sa Philippine Embassy Office. Right. Ito po ay public announcement nila. Kung kayo po hindi pa nakapag-visit ng sa website ng Philippine Embassy sa Wellington, ito po. The Embassy of the Philippines in Wellington, New Zealand informs the public that its office will move to and operate in its permanent location at the following address starting 19th of March. So lumipat na po ang Philippine Embassy. Just to give you a heads up, Embassy of the Philippines is now at 50 Hobson Street, Thorndon, Wellington. With this transfer, there will be disruptions in their landline and internet connections. For any concern, please ring the embassy's hotline number at 022-0746-517 or email them at wellington.pe@philippineembassy.org.nz. So, yan po is 19 from 19th of March. So siguro naman po ano na tayo ngayon?
24 na tayo ngayon.
So over a week ago na po ito. So hopefully everything is back to normal na. But just in case you find it hard to get in touch with them kasi nga ang mga landline nila is still not hopefully they're all back in track. Kaya lang pag hindi kayo nakaka-connect ng landline, ito po ang number again. I think this is a cellphone number. 022-074-6517. And ito naman po, the following will be about the consular services this year ng Philippine Embassy. Kung maalala po natin, umiikot sila sa mga big cities sa all around New Zealand. Parang outreach nila para po sa mga Pilipino na nangangailangan ng services ng ating embassy. Ito po, the 2019 Consular Services for Filipinos in New Zealand and other countries under the Philippine Embassy's jurisdiction to bring consular services closer to the Filipino communities throughout New Zealand and other countries under its jurisdiction. Outreach missions will be conducted in the following areas throughout the year. These are all subject to final confirmation naman po. So just keep your ears peeled. Ang sa Queenstown, Otago at sa Kafangaray Whangarei sa Northland. Napopostpone po ito. I'm not sure what was the original dates, but until further notice po ang dalawang centers na to, sa Queenstown, Otago, at saka sa Whangarei. So one in South Island, one is up north of New Zealand. May the 23rd to the 27th, ito, nandoon po ang consular services natin sa Ashburton, Canterbury sa New Zealand. Sa Ashburton po yan, South Island din po. August 15 to 19 this year, nandito po sila sa Auckland. So please make a note of this date, August 15 to 19, nandito po sila sa Auckland. September the 12th to the 16th, Christchurch naman po sila. October 24 to 27, Hamilton. Nasa Hamilton sila. This is in line with the Filipino Festival. Kasi ang national reunion po natin, Philippine Festival, is will be held in Hamilton this year. Kaya po nandoon po ang embassy din natin for their outreach program and consular services from October the 24th to the 27th. Sa Hamilton. November 15 to the 17th, nasa Otago po sila. Kaya lang po to be confirmed din po iyan. And of course, they will be in Samoa, Fiji, Tonga, and other Cook Islands. Right. Exact venues will be announced shortly on these centers. The consular services are as follows. Ito po ang mga serbisyo publiko na binibigay sa atin ng Philippine Embassy pag sila nagbibisita sa mga centers po. Passport issuance, renewal or replacement. Civil registration, that is reports of births and marriages. Authentication and notarization of legal documents. So kung kayo po ay gustong magpa-notarize, ayan po, nandiyan po sila. NBI fingerprinting and certification. Latest passport size photos are required on this service. Philippine citizenship retention, reacquisition, and administering of oath of allegiance. Ayan po, kung kayo po ay meron ng Philippine citizenship tapos nag-aantay lang po kayo ng oath of allegiance, pupunta po sila sa Auckland on the 15th at saka sa Hamilton in October. For all mobile consular services, online booking is essential. Ito po, make note, dapat po mag-book kayo online. Passport appointment slots fill up quickly, kaya huwag na kayong mag-delay, ha. Those who are not able to get a confirmed booking are advised to come to the embassy instead or wait for the next outreach in the area. Please be guided. Ayan po. Yan po ang community services po natin. And if you have any further questions, just visit the Philippine Embassy website. Ayan. This is Samut Sari, Philippine News.
Banco of the Philippines Islands and Banco de Oro have issued advisories to their clients of unavailability of some of their services succeeding days. BPI, in advisory posted Friday, said that the bank will undergo major system update from 5 a.m. of April 5 to 10 p.m. of April 7. The system upgrade would affect BPI's online banking, mobile application, BizLink platform, ATMs, and comms, as well as debit and prepaid card, the advisory read. The bank, however, said that some of their branches will be open on the April 6 Saturday and April 7 Sunday to accommodate banking needs. The bank urges its clients to visit their website for complete list of branches open during the said weekend.
Ayan. PDEA tags Golden Triangle. The Philippine Drug Enforcement Agency, or PDEA, has again tagged the notorious Golden Triangle Syndicate as the group behind the 1.8 billion pesos shabu shipment seized at the Manila port on Friday night. PDEA Director General Aaron Aquino said the Golden Triangle Syndicate is responsible for the shipment, similar to the drugs recovered last week in Ayala Alabang village in Muntinlupa City. The two shipments are worth more than 2.6 billion. Aquino told Radio DZBB that the PDEA is alarmed by the billions of pesos worth of shabu smuggled into the country by foreigners. He noted that drug trafficking and smuggling into our country will never stop as long as there is no death penalty in the country. The PDEA chief also noted that these foreigners can buy judges, prosecutors, and law enforcers so that they can go back to their own country. Bureau of Customs, or BOC, officials were able to locate the container inside the Manila International Container Port and conducted X-ray examinations that revealed the presence of suspected drugs. BOC officials opened the container declared as containing plastic resin at about 6 p.m. and found 276 packs of shabu worth a total of 1.8 billion pesos. Aquino said that the drugs were seized after their international counterparts provided information that a shipping container from Vietnam was coming into Manila on March 17 with cargo containing huge shipment of illegal drugs. The information came after local police in Vietnam seized an estimated 300 kilos of shabu in Ho Chi Minh City that used similar packaging to the illegal drug packages used in those recovered in Manila. The shabu was concealed in 276 packs of tea, put in bags and then placed in sacks. The contraband was allegedly shipped from Vietnam, which is part of the Golden Triangle of illegal drugs that also included Laos and Thailand. The consignee was identified as certain Wealth Lotus Empire Corporation. Anti-narcotics operatives confiscated some 1.1 billion worth of shabu during a raid on a house inside Ayala Alabang village in Muntinlupa City and discovered more than 100 kilos of drugs concealed inside tea boxes and biscuit tins on Tuesday. PDEI agents arrested four Chinese suspects believed to be members of Chinese-run Golden Triangle Syndicate. And that is our local news. Ayan, hindi talaga natin kahit ano pang, you know, ang campaign ni Presidente Duterte natin about drugs, ay
tuloy-tuloy pa rin.
Tuloy-tuloy pa rin, ha? Kaya nga naman,
kasi ang mga involved dito is talagang malalaking mga tao, malalaking organisasyon.
Organisasyon. Oh. And of course, malalaki din ang kapit. I think, anyway.
Yeah. Yung sa BPI naman po, kaya sa ating mga listeners po rito, advice na rin ninyo or mag-ready kayo. Kagaya yung nagre-remit ng kanilang mga sweldo sa kanilang pamilya.
Lalo na online.
Remittance. Sa walang online. So, sa ngayon pa lang, mag-umpisa lang kayo kung anong next na action na gagawin nyo. So, pwede na kayong, abang wala pa yun, April, kung pa yun eh.
April 5, diba?
Oh, okay.
So, five days pa naman ang, oh, no, hold on. Three days. Kasi 5, 6, 7, hanggang 7 of April, no? 5th of April hanggang 7th of April po ang major systems update ng Bank of the Philippine Islands. Ang Banco de Oro naman, natatapos na. Katatapos lang ng Banco de Oro ng update nila. Mm-hmm. That was last week, I think.
Yeah.
So, tapos na sila. So, ang Bank of the Philippine Islands is still coming. Kaya ko po ito na-share. Namin na-share ni Kuya Cesar kasi of course, me personally, I use BPI. Kaya, you know, sabi ko, ay, you know, kababayan natin na katulad ko na may BPI na account, is a good information or a heads up for you guys.
Yeah. Ayan. All right. So, ano yun, anong training? Meron pa ba tayong mga...
Yes, we have... may marami pa tayong mga music na inhanda sa atin sa ating mga nakikinig dyan, Kuya Cesar. Ano pa bang magandang awitin natin bago tayo babati?
Yan. Gusto nating ibigay ang magandang awitin po ni Gary Valenciano.
Na ay, gusto po din yan.
Ito yung very inspiring song niya. Para yeah. sa ating buhay ito. Gary Valenciano, I will be here.
Wish 107.5.
Tomorrow morning if you wake up and the sun does not appear, I will be here. If in the dark we lose sight of love, hold my hand and have no fear, 'cause I will be here. And I will be here when you feel like being quiet, when you need to speak your mind, I will listen. And I will be here when the laughter turns to crying, through the winning and losing and trying, we'll be together. Just as sure as seasons are made for change, our lifetimes are made for years. 'Cause I will be here and we'll be together for.
Awitin po ni Gary Valenciano po itong napapakinggan nyo ngayon. So inandag po namin sa ating mga tagapakinig ng Samot Sari at lalong-lalo na si Kate, para kay Tita Birds yan.
They don't know
drop my sword and I look up for a smile. 'Cause deep inside this armor, deep inside this armor, deep inside this armor, the warrior is a child.
Yan ang gandang awitin ni Gary Balisano. So, mga kabayan, inulit po namin yung announcement or yung sa balita namin sa inyo sa tungkol sa system upgrade ng BPI or yung Bangko de Oro, tapos na po sila nag-upgrade. So, ang BPI po, ang online banking mobile application, BizLink platform, ATMs and CAMs, as well as the debit and prepaid card. Ang system upgrade po nila ay nakaschedule po sa the April 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. po at saka sa April 7. So, palalanin po natin yung mga kababayan natin na gumagamit ng bangkong ito.
Ayan, yes po. So, just take note of those. And of course, again, binabalik din lang po namin ang paalala na ang Philippine Embassy po ay nasa 50 Hobson Street na po sa Thurndon, Wellington. Kung kayo po ay kailangang mag-contact ng embassy, ito po ang hotline number nila, 022-0746-517. Or again, ang email address nila, if you want something, is wellington.p for Peter or for Philippine and e for embassy at philippineembassy.org.nz. Again po, wellington.pe@philippineembassy.org.nz. Ayan.
Talagang nakakaindak ito, no?
Yeah. Chicken dance.
Mm. Alam mo, Manang Trini, ikaw talaga dahil nga ay anong kanyang skill yung sa dancing. Kaya tignan mo yung sexing katawan. Iba talaga yung mga magagaling na
thank
sumaya.
You naman dyan, Kuya Cesar. Hindi yeah. naman sexing-sexy. Medyo energetic lang palagi. Yan.
Well, nasa greeting portion na tayo ng ating programang ng Samutsari. Kaya magbabati na po ang ating Manang Trini.
Yes, of course. Binabati ko kayong lahat na nag-celebrate ng special something. Happy birthday if you're celebrating a birthday. Happy marriage or happy wedding. Congratulations if you just got married. And happy Independence Day if you just got divorced. Happy Independence Day tawag natin siya kasi independent ka na, no? And of course, anniversaries. Happy anniversaries. If you just graduated, happy graduation. All around the world, yeah? So, happy, congratulations kung ano man ang sineselebrate ninyo. But somebody specials or two people that's very special and very close to me just got married yesterday. Congratulations to Rudy Reyes at saka Luchi Reyes, ang close one of my bestest friends. Congratulations sa magandang wedding ng anak niyong si Ruth kahapon with Angelo Cruz. Of course, si Ruth, I know Ruth very well since she arrived in New Zealand. And si Angelo naman is kababata po ng anak ng bunso kong anak na si James. Their wedding was so beautiful yesterday, last night, I mean. So congratulations, and I'm so blessed and very privileged na isa po ako sa mga guests nila doon. And it was such a lovely and meaningful wedding. I'm sure you two will live a very, very happy life together for many, 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 many more years to come. Ayan.
Yan. Well, I hope they're listening right now, but because this is the second birthday, I mean to say 2 years birthday ng aming paboritong apo dyan sa LA na nanakinig by live streaming. Today's Everly's second birthday, 2 years na po siya. So, happy listenings to everyone, to Kathy, to Andrew, Tristan, Elaine, na galing pa sila ng Napa Valley, si sis Siobhan and husband, wow, nakalimutan ko. Sorry.
And the husband anyway.
And the husband. At lahat ng mga pamangkin, si Sean, si Whitney, Gus, ang dami ko nakalimutan, so tumatanda na talaga yung tao. So anyway, kung nakikinig po sila, sana enjoy the celebration.
Ayan, happy birthday. And of course, binabati ko rin ang ating masugid na tagapagkinig, si Ati Lolit. Ati Lolit, thank you for always listening. And of course, my really, 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 really good friend, Susan Shadwick. Thank you for listening always. And of course, Tita Verge, we pray for
yes.
your soon recovery. Get well soon. You take care. Sinabi ko palagi ito kay Tita Verge, you have to take it easy. Kasi I know you love your community dearly, but sometimes you need to slow down as well to, you know, give your body a rest. Yan. So, ngayon, may time ka nang mag-rest para mag-better ka na soon. Okay? Sige, Tita Verge. And of course, Ate Jo, we miss you here in the
yes.
radio. Hope to see you next Sunday.
Yeah. Sana bumalik ka na rito, Ate Jo.
Busy ata.
Yeah.
Baka we're just gonna get a wedding invitation soon.
Wow!
Ate Jo, in love ka kasi.
Yeah.
So, we miss you here.
Yan. So, ang bilis ng oras. Sabi nga namin ni Manatili, I hope next week we can catch up and we can be here bit more early.
Yes, we have to be here at least half an hour before para any technical difficulties we can solve the issues immediately for you guys.
Yeah.
Ayan, ito na naman po kami at malapit nang matapos ang ating programa sa radyo. Of course, in behalf of our producer Tita Verge Russell and co-broadcasters Ati Jo, and maraming daghan kaayong salamat sa kaninyo ninyong pagsunod sa atong programa sa radyo. Magpapasalamat kami kaninyo all the time. Ako si Manang Trini, signing off saying, loving yourself and your family means looking after yourself first. Health is wealth. Bye for now and until next week, ingat po kayong lahat.
Enjoy life because life is short. So, lahat ng best natin ay bigay natin. Don't worry about too much.
Yes, and of course, thank you to our sponsors, Planet Earth Travel, J&M Foods and Butchery Limited, Wheels and Whist, and marami pang iba. Marami pong salamat at magandang gabi sa inyong lahat.
Bye-bye!
Ipakilala ang iyong sarili. Ano pa sa'yo'y mangyayari?